WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy journey called life with a little more calm, control, and courage. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Cultivating gratitude and appreciation for the good stuff life throws our way. You know that feeling when you wake up on a beautiful day, the sun's shining, and everything just seems to click? That's the magic of gratitude. It can be your secret weapon against anxiety, stress, and even boredom. Trust me, it's not about ignoring the tough stuff, life happens. But it's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, the simple things that often get overlooked in our busy lives. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you tap into this incredible power. First up, gratitude is a muscle, and like any muscle, it needs exercise. It's not just about saying, thank you, at dinner. Think about keeping a gratitude journal. Every day, jot down 3 things, big or small, that made you smile, that you felt grateful for. It could be the warmth of your morning coffee, a hilarious text from a friend, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Second, remember those little moments of joy. Ever notice how we often get caught up in chasing the next big thing, a promotion, a vacation, a new gadget? Well, while those things can be great, true happiness often comes from savoring the small stuff. That first bite of your favorite meal, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, or simply enjoying a good book. Make a conscious effort to be present in these moments and appreciate their beauty. Third, gratitude shifts your perspective. Think about it. When you're focused on what you lack, it can fuel anxiety and dissatisfaction. But when you shift your focus to what you already have, it creates a sense of abundance and contentment. You start noticing the good things more readily, and that positivity spills over into other areas of your life. Fourth, express your gratitude. A simple, thank you, goes a long way. Tell your loved ones how much they mean to you. Write a note to someone who's helped you, or even just offer a genuine compliment to a stranger. Expressing gratitude not only makes the recipient feel good, but it also strengthens those connections and creates a more positive environment for everyone involved. Finally, remember that gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging both the good and the bad, and choosing to focus on the positives even when things are tough. It's about finding strength in adversity and recognizing the lessons learned along the way. Let me tell you a story. A few months back, I was feeling burnt out, juggling work, personal projects, and trying to keep up with everything life threw at me. One morning, after a particularly rough night's sleep, I found myself staring out the window, feeling overwhelmed. Then, I noticed something, a tiny hummingbird hovering outside my kitchen window, its wings beating furiously, sipping nectar from a nearby flower. It was so small, so delicate, yet it had this incredible energy and focus, thriving despite the challenges of its environment. That little hummingbird became my reminder. Even in the midst of chaos, there's beauty to be found. There are moments of joy, resilience, and strength all around us if we just take a moment to notice. It inspired me to be more grateful for the simple things, to appreciate the small victories, and to find that same hummingbird spirit within myself. So, my friends, let's make a pact today. Let's choose gratitude. Let's actively seek out those little moments of joy, express our appreciation for the people in our lives, and remember the lessons learned even during difficult times. Trust me, it will change your outlook on life and empower you to navigate challenges with more grace and resilience. Now go out there, find something to be grateful for, and let that gratitude shine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of positivity. Spread the love. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and courageous. We've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.